live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-GO03, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, July 13th. It is 7:19, 63 degrees on our way to 91, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Amanda Cunningham, who is the CEO of Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Amanda, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're
doing
good.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for joining us here today. We brought Amanda on because the word came down here from the state about new tax credits for a number of different agencies, and Crosswinds being picked among those, I think, roughly 20 that were named by the state here yesterday, and helping the Breaking Stigma, Breaking Ground Capital campaign effort. And before we start getting into the tax credits and how they can help, how's the campaign going?
Campaign's going great. We are really excited. Things are working out the way we hoped they would so far, and so we're feeling really good about it.
Talk a little bit about really why this campaign is important. You've done that a number of times here over the last 3 to 4 months, but why is this campaign so important now for Crosswinds? The way it sounds here with maybe a revised model of mental health care for folks.
Yeah, there's really a lot of reasons this campaign is going to be incredible for our communities. One is the change in model of care that you're referencing of moving into the certified community behavioral health clinic is just improving access and really treating the community versus individuals. So to do that, you know, we're going to need to continue to grow and expand and have space for that. And so, you know, we currently have eight buildings actually that we operate out of now with the opening of El Centro, and in just Emporia alone. And so we'd really like to figure out how to condense at least 5 of those buildings into 2 larger, closer in proximity buildings. One, so our consumers can have a better experience when they can kind of come and get go to one facility to get all the treatment that they're receiving. And 2, to just create more efficiencies and more visualization in the community of just exactly what Crosswinds does.
So let's talk now to, I guess, Amanda, about exactly how the tax credits come into the picture and how they really dovetail off of the I think, 2 or 3 major announcements that you've already had here within the last month.
Yeah, so tax credits are interesting. It's taken me a while to figure out how they actually work, but they're just another way to bring in revenue and income to the campaign. And so we apply for these tax credits, and then can turn around and essentially sell them. And so people can purchase them as part of their donation to the campaign, and then they get a tax credit back. And ours are 50-50. And so when somebody, you know, if someone were to donate $200, they'd get $100 back on it as a tax credit. And so it really can increase and boost donations from individuals who are interested in those.
Yeah, that is certainly a positive. So are the tax credits in play now, Amanda?
Yes and no. And so, you know, we just got the word yesterday, and some people found out before we did, so it's kind of exciting to hear that news. The press releases go out early in the morning. And so, as part of that application, you had to talk to individuals and see who was interested and who would commit to purchasing some of those tax credits. And so, you know, our next step is following up with those individuals and reaching out to others who may be as part of that process. But you really, we wanted to make sure that we were granted that award first so that, you know, before we started promising them to people.
How far along are you right now in the campaign, specifically on the buildings? Because it's now pretty much given and known across the community that you're eyeing the Chi Omega building, and there's a second building that you're also trying to add to that campus-like setting.
Yeah, so we have the Chi Omega building. I mean, we've moved some people in just because we're out of space in other places. We haven't done any renovations, so it's not changed anything yet. And then we're pretty close on the other building. We're probably within a month of being able to announce what that is and what that looks like, I would assume. But then, you know, as far as the campaign, we're moving right along. The Jones, as you know, when I was on, has really jump-started that and given us, you know, that 50% edge of reaching the campaign. And of course, we've already had some private contributions, and we've had the other grants that we've written and accomplished and gotten. And so we're definitely over that 50% mark. And moving forward, we've got a couple larger grants out that we should hear about any time. One of those was the tax credits. So that was a great way to start the week out this week. And just got lots of things in play and lots of asks on the table and going well.
And just recently, Amanda, you had a ribbon cutting downtown as your expansion continued.
We did. So, you know, we've been in the building probably since March. But the El Centro building is open, had the ribbon cutting, you know, announced it to the public and really showcased what that team down there is doing and the services they're providing, and that went really well. And I think it's just incredible the support we're getting from the community, and it's exciting, but it's really important just because, you know, mental health is so relevant and it's out there and it's not going away, and so we have a continued uphill battle to climb in educating people, making sure people understand not only their own mental health, and but also those around them, and then how to get services for those things.
Yeah, the Hispanic location downtown. Yes, that was a wonderful event, and that's going to be very important to the community, and hopefully people will take advantage of that. Again, we're talking with Amanda Cunningham, CEO of Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Well, Amanda, earlier this week, Governor Kelly was in Wichita for a special bill signing celebration. The dialing code 988 will come into play here this Saturday. It's a suicide prevention hotline for those in a mental health crisis. If you could, tell us how impactful you think this will be.
You know, I think the whole drive behind the 988 is making it as accessible and known and familiar as we are with 911. And, you know, to those that are in crises with a mental health problem, having to find, you know, a regular phone number and locate it and know who to call can be pretty cumbersome. And in that moment, it's hard to do those things. We're not thinking as clearly. And so the 988 is going to be a great opportunity and tool for individuals to have in those crises. And so I'm really looking forward to it. There's been a lot of focus and work on it from a national level and then a state level. And so it's going to be great. It's going to make it, it's just going to improve that access for individuals and make it easier in those times of need.
One other question here, which is kind of in two parts, Amanda, is A, how busy are your staffers here, either locally or across the entire area? And what type of an increase in demand do you expect once this starts rolling out this weekend?
Well, we're very busy. Our staff are working very hard and diligently trying to get people in and seen. You know, the more business we have, the harder that is, unless we can grow staff, which has been a challenge. But as far as new business, you know, the 988 number is going to have central communication centers that answer that. There'll be three in the state of Kansas plus the Kansas 988 Suicide Prevention Center. They'll be kind of the backup to that, and then the National Center will be their backup. And so those individuals will kind of assess the situation, what's going on. They'll try to de-escalate if they can, you know, and refer to services. But if they need further service, then they'll come back through basically what would happen when somebody calls our emergency line. So they'll get funneled back through, and we'll, you know, take care of those individuals as we do now. So there might be an increase just because people are more aware of the number and there's going to be some publicity behind it. I don't know that it'll be a significant increase as far as what we actually see come through our doors. But we'll see.
Well, and the numbers statewide for people seeking mental health help relief, you know, in crisis situation, I was reading the story on the bill signing with Governor Kelly earlier. And it was in Wichita, and in Sedgwick County, they were saying they have 4,000 to 5,000 calls a month going through the crisis hotline there, which, boy, sounds really significant, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was on a call the other day regarding our 988 rollout in Kansas, and they were talking about some of those statistics, and the amount of calls that they get is pretty astronomical. But they're having licensed individuals answer those calls, and so, you know, they're doing a lot of the de-escalation, what's going on, and making sure, you know, what needs to be pushed forward or what can just be a referral to service as well.
Well, and suicide, unfortunately, is far too real, I believe, if I memory serves, Amanda. Ages 10 to 34, suicide is the leading cause of death in the country, if I'm not mistaken.
There's different ages and demographics that for sure reach those startling numbers. You know, I think the thing about suicide is it has no classification. I mean, it can affect any of us, all ages, all genders, you know, all anything. There's just no classification for who that impacts more. But we do know that there's age groups that have a higher incident rate, and that males will have a more likely to be to follow through and die by suicide. And so, you know, we pay attention to those things. And again, I go back to the stressors in the society right now and how things are and how important it is that we can recognize those signs and symptoms and help people get the help that they need before they're having those thoughts or trying to follow through on the thoughts of suicide.
So again, starting Saturday, July 16th, folks in Kansas and across the country will be able to dial 988 to directly reach the suicide prevention hotline to help those in a mental health crisis. Well, information always great from you, Amanda, and we always appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being on. I hope you have a great day.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Yeah, Amanda Cunningham, who is CEO of Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness on our primetime newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker slot, 720 every weekday morning. We're full this week. We're wide open next week, so we're pointing you there.